Hi, this is Mr. Brown. Welcome to the Mr. Brown Show.
And this is Mark.
Hi, I'm Kiet.
You guys heard about that old tree at Braddell Road they're going to chop down?
Serious?
Yeah, this is a very, very old tree.
How old?
80 years old.
Wow.
But Life Earth was last week, eh?
Yeah, who called him to grow in the middle of the road? That's his problem, right?
Who asked him to build road?
Let's go and hug the tree now.
No, don't take my tree away!
Yeah, they'll chop you with the tree, man.
They would. Thank you for coming to our press conference, reporters. Today, I'm sad to announce that we have to chop down the 80-year-old Braddell Road tree.
Oh, but why? Didn't we spend $200,000 to preserve it the last time? And didn't we split three lanes to go around it?
Yes, it was just a safety precaution. We have had too many near accidents, so we must chop the tree down.
Near accidents? Why? We erected the road markings and safety signs to warn motorists, what?
Our research has shown us that many motorists almost collide there because they ignore the 40 kilometers per hour speed limit. We tell them not to speed, and they still speed. Plus, they cannot keep to their lanes for some reason.
So it's the tree's fault that we have crazy drivers?
Oh, no, of course not. It's not the tree's fault. It is society's fault that we still do not know how to drive around a tree.
If we have drivers who cannot keep to their lanes and who ignore speed limits, chopping down a tree is not going to solve the problem, you know.
Ah, we are looking into that now. We are very concerned that there may be other safety hazards along Braddell Road. For example, we are thinking of removing a few buildings along that stretch too.
Why? The buildings are not a problem, right, from what I can see.
It's just a safety precaution. We don't want drivers ramming into the buildings along that stretch just because they cannot control their car properly, you see. It will only cost a few million dollars to remove the buildings. We shall start with the biggest and least missed one. I think that's the Singapore Press Holdings building, I think.
Shouldn't the solution be to educate drivers or enforce stricter speed limits at that road?
Of course not. We cannot be policing all the roads in Singapore just because of one place. It is easier to remove obstructions, like traffic lights.
You are removing traffic lights?
Oh, it's just a safety precaution. We don't want drivers to drive into them too, you know.
So without traffic lights, how would they know how to stop for cars coming from junctions?
Very simple. They can just horn as they approach the junction, and the other side may give them way. It's a very simple solution, really. And we are removing the lamppost as well.
How would the driver see without street lights?
Oh, it's just a safety precaution. Drivers may drive into the lamppost. And besides, this will save us electricity bills and light bulb replacement costs. Don't worry. Cars have headlights. They can still see. We are installing also walls for every lane.
Walls? What, you want to make every lane a tunnel? Why?
This will help drivers keep to their lanes. Confirm they will have no accidental lane crossings. In fact, we are also looking into more drastic measures if the cars at Braddell continue to ignore speed limits. We are thinking of making them get out of their cars and walk that stretch of road and push their cars until they reach the CTE entrance.
What?
Oh, don't worry. It's just a safety precaution. The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. Join us for our Life Earth tree chopping exercise next week.